The best podcasts are always questions from other people, so this one is similar to that. I've been talking with another trader for a few weeks, and he has been struggling lately, not claiming that his edge is gone or he can't find his edge anymore, and he doesn't really know. He's a newer trader, not a complete beginner, but a newer trader, and is wondering what to do. So he's been trained to do what a lot of people do who are hardworking individuals, and that's to review your trades every day and get up early and, you know, do all the same stuff and all that. And what tends to happen is you beat yourself into the ground and whip yourself even worse when you're struggling, because you start reviewing when you're struggling, or you're trying to figure out what's going to work. So you're trying different stuff, and then you're reviewing the stuff, and then you're pissed off at yourself. It's kind of like an athlete getting an injury and then going and trying to play through the injury, and then trying to go home and watch tape at night, watch film of the injury and how you're playing, and then critique yourself. It doesn't really make a lot of sense. You should heal up from the injury, go back, then watch the tape later. And sometimes it makes more sense to do less review. And one of the things I told him was, what's worked for me is just having a temporary review system when you're struggling. So what I mean by that, I've had another podcast I made way back. If you scroll back, it's called, I think, Temporary Journal or something like that. And basically, I take a piece of paper and I write down the reasons I'm wanting to buy or sell whatever for the day. These are the things I saw in the morning. This is what I'm interested in. I have a few scenarios. If things happen a certain way, I'll do these trades. If they don't work out, I'm getting out at these prices. And then I sit there and I watch and I wait. Do whatever you're going to do. Set alerts, leave your screen, whatever, however, whatever your system is. And at the end of the day, was I able to follow that? Was I able to obey that? Did I pull the trigger? Did I get out when I said? And then wad that piece of paper up, throw it away, and start over the next day. Don't worry about logging everything for later. Give yourself a break. Make it easier. You're overdoing it when you're struggling and you're trying to do all this review, and it shoots you. It's like shooting yourself in the foot. It's too much at certain times. And I think I've lived this life 1,000 times, because I'm a person who wants to do every possible thing I can to keep growing and getting better. So in that process, a lot of overdoing of reviewing and other things have gotten in the way of my creativity, and all my best work and my best trades have come when I'm not in that state. So that doesn't mean you shouldn't review, but if you're day trading, maybe you review once a week. Keep the data. Now, also remember, when you have a really bad day, those are the best reviews, because they show a lot about what you're doing and where your behavioral patterns break down, which is the real I want to level up way to review, is figure out why you did something. So we'll get into that in a second. But if I'm looking at my stuff at the end of the week, I can have a better perspective, because if I'm not trading well and I'm a day trader and it's Tuesday the next week and I'm still struggling, I'm pissed off and beating myself up on Tuesday night. And then all of a sudden Friday afternoon comes and I had a pretty good week. So wait till the end of the week. Give yourself a little break. Keep the data and do it at the end of the week. For me, I review every quarter now. I don't do it as much because I've internalized a lot of the things I'm doing. I kind of know where I'm going to succeed or fail. And so I'm going to get into what it is about for me. And I think when you want to go to a much higher level in your trading and you've gotten your behavioral kinks recognized, you have to work those out. So what I was telling him was, okay, you're struggling right now. Ask yourself why. You know, there's the five whys, if you've heard of that. It can be very useful. So let's do an example. We could say, this guy, as some context before I do the example, this guy was talking about how he has another trader who he talks with who's doing really well right now, and it's, you know, he's struggling, so that's in his mind a little bit, which is comparing yourself to someone else. So here we're going to do the example. So I'll be me, and he's going to be the one that answers the question. So we're going to say, well, today I went in and I bought the high like an idiot, and I need to review that and stop doing that. I say, okay, why did you buy the high? Well, I bought the high because I saw the guy that I trade with was mentioning this idea this morning, and it had a nice pullback, and he bought, and I was scared to buy it because it wasn't my idea. So then I reached up and bought the high, ended up taking a loser. Well, why'd you do that? Well, I did that because my strategy wasn't working as well. Well, why is that? Well, because I have a momentum-based earning strategy, and you know, it's been not working as well lately. It was working great for 3 months and it just kind of stopped working. Okay, so why is that? Well, I'm not really sure. Maybe the market's changed. Maybe, you know, things are getting a little toppy. I mean, companies have expectations that are really high. I'm not really sure why that is. Okay, we can stop there and look at that. And you get to a spot where you can zoom in on what's happening. You're comparing yourself. you're reaching for ideas outside of your own system. You are probably not paying attention to the fact that the market is changing and your system is telling you some valuable information. And if you would look at all that, you would realize that it's not as important to reveal your actual trades as much as it's important to understand why you're doing the trades. Because if you see why you're doing them, then instead of beating yourself up for buying the high, you understand why you're buying the high, because you're panicking and you're trying to copy somebody else and you've lost your way a little bit and you need to go back to cutting your size and rediscovering, how can I make money in this market now? What in my system or what in my skill set at this point in my career, wherever I am, can I do to adapt and understand where we are and why my stuff isn't working as well? And protecting yourself is the first thing you can do. So that's kind of what we went through. Hopefully that's helpful to other people. For me, this is all I do now for the most part. I don't do a lot of where I got in and where I got out. I do a little bit of that, but more of it is why. You know, why am I doing these things? I think for exiting a little bit, it's trying to get better at exiting, and it can be a little more technical maybe, but moving the goalpost in the middle of the trade can be dangerous, but that's a different topic. Anyways, hopefully some people find that valuable, because it brought up a lot of my own, I remember years of reviewing, beating myself into the ground and just didn't really get me anywhere. So that's another question to ask yourself. Is your reviewing getting you anywhere versus this kind of thinking? Maybe this kind of thinking would be better.